This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. Have you ever prayed to God? Sometimes, even for those who aren't sure God exists, there comes a moment when there's a real need for external help. And so the call goes out to God. While this naturally occurs, at other times, maybe when the need doesn't seem so urgent, we can find it difficult to pray. It's just as well the Bible gives a lot of guidance on prayer, and Jesus himself even specifically taught his disciples how to pray. That's right, the Lord's Prayer. We'll be considering prayer more later in the program, but now let's listen to As It Is in Heaven, which is the Lord's Prayer, put to music by Michael W. Smith.
Our Father, which art in heaven, Thy name, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Here's Abel now to tell us more about prayer.
Have you ever prayed to God? Maybe you've had times in your life when you've faced great trouble or danger. Maybe someone you loved was very sick. Maybe you were very sick. Whatever the case may be, I'm sure there have been occasions in your life where you feel like things are out of your control and you've wanted to pray for God to help. But do you ever wonder, does God actually hear our prayers? After all, what's the point in praying if I'm not even sure He exists or hears? We hear a lot about communication today. There are countless ads promoting this mobile phone and that internet deal. There's texting and emailing and messaging and so on. It's all about connecting people. But we know for communication to be effective, it has to be two-way. There is a sender of a message and there is a receiver who then responds and becomes the sender in turn. Think about that when we speak about prayer. Prayer is speaking to God. To God whom you cannot see, but who is there nevertheless. He is always listening, always interested in what His children have to say and ask. God knows us. He is the supreme ruler of heaven and earth. Nothing happens without His knowledge and will. The Bible tells us about the disciples of Jesus who asked Him to teach them how to pray. Why did they do that? Because they heard Jesus talking about the power of prayer and they felt so powerless themselves. So the disciples asked, "Lord, teach us to pray." Graciously, Jesus answered them and taught them the Lord's Prayer as a model for all prayer. Yes, Jesus knew the necessity of prayer. He knew how necessary it was to keep the line of communication open between God the Father in heaven and yourself. The prayer that He taught His disciples to pray is known as the Lord's Prayer. You've probably heard it before. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, and we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When Jesus teaches us to pray, He specifically tells us to say, "Our Father." But you and I, as sinners, don't deserve to call God Father. Our sin has cut us off from God. But Jesus is telling us in this prayer that He has come to fix all of that. God can now be your Father. "That's what my death on the cross for you is all about," He says. We have no right to say "Our Father" unless we know Jesus as our Saviour. We need to confess that we have done wrong, that we haven't believed and loved God as we ought. We need to confess our sins and accept Jesus' death in our place. Then we will know God as our Father. It's that kind of relationship that we need to remember if we want to pray powerfully. Take your own father, for instance. You might have many titles. He is Mr. You might be Coach so-and-so. You might be a director or a manager at his job. Things like that. But when you need his help, what makes you bold enough to go to him? You begin by calling him Dad. "Dad, can I borrow the car? Dad, can you lend me some money?" Even if your father was Prime Minister, you'd still call him Father or Dad. It's because that little word Dad is not so little. It expresses that wonderful relationship you have. It can give you much boldness and confidence. It is the same with the God of the universe. He is even more powerful than the Prime Minister. He is the ruler of the entire universe. He is God without end or beginning, able to do anything, knowing everything. What a wonderful thing it is to be able to pour out your heart to the only one who really listens, who really understands you, who is not only willing, but also able to help you in a way that will be of everlasting benefit to you. If you have done wrong, tell Him about it, and He'll not push you away or condemn you. He is judge, but a merciful judge, who forgives sins, who heals the brokenhearted. He is there to pick you up when you stumble. The Bible tells us this about prayer. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he'll be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Yes, prayer is indeed powerful. There's one thing that has given people much benefit and strength in the face of trouble. It is prayer. Prayer to God the Father who lives in heaven. Do you believe this? Do you know God as your Father? You've heard the saying, it's not what you know, but who you know. Well, in prayer this is true too. It's all in the who you know. Do you know him who grants eternal life to those who believe? You know, God's enemy, the devil, has many strategies to keep us from praying to God. He makes us come up with all sorts of excuses as to why we can't pray. But there is no way to get acquainted with someone unless you spend time together. That's true with God as well. Too busy? Who isn't? The busier we get, the more urgent it is to find time to be on our knees with our Lord. Don't know the right words to pray? Neither did Jesus' disciples. But Jesus gave us a model of how and what to pray in the Lord's Prayer. Don't feel like praying? Most prayer is not something that is spontaneous, something that just flows out of you. Prayer is a discipline, and you only learn by practicing. Not interested in getting to know God? Then neither will God be interested in you in the Day of Judgment. He will say to you, I never knew you. Not confident enough to believe that God even exists? Well, pray to God. Ask him for faith to believe in him. If you are sincere in your desire to get to know him, be sure that he will hear and answer your prayer. Come to me, he says. Pour your heart out to me. I will hear you. Pray, and I'll answer you. Is God your Father? If so, then you can pray to him with great confidence. Be assured that he most definitely hears and will answer your prayer.
That was Abel Landers reading edited material written by members of the Reformed Church of Masterton. There have been great examples of mercy and forgiveness shown by humans, but who gives the ultimate example of mercy? Please join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. when we'll be looking into this. For now, though, goodbye from the Foundations team.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.